question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Nice to have you aboard. Mary and I thank you for tuning in today, and it's time for the next installment of our Chief Travel Leader series. Before we turn our attention to Sixt Rent-A-Car and the in-person interview we had with their CEO, Sebastian Berkel, a quick word from our friends at Seabourn Cruise Lines. You know, and with their unmatched sense of style, elegance, and grace, Seabourn ships, they beckon you to travel beyond the bounds of the imagination. Seabourn ships offer all suite accommodations, their signature water sports marina. They have an open bar policy serving premium wine, champagnes, and spirits, and renowned menus. And you're clearly going to feel that you're a member of an exclusive club as you enjoy a sophisticated and luxurious journey like no other. With destinations available around the globe, visit Seabourn.com today to learn more about their specials and booking your travel, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
If we asked you to randomly name a few rental car companies, you'd probably quickly come up with some of the top brands out there. Just a few weeks ago, Robert and I visited the headquarters of Avis Budget Group, and you've certainly heard us talk about how Avis is the company we've used for almost 20 years. Well, if you're not familiar with Sixt, you should be, because they're the largest car rental company in Germany and elsewhere in Europe, and they've been growing rapidly here in the United States. Who are they? What makes them different? And why should you consider a Sixt rental the next time you're traveling for business or leisure? Well, earlier this week, Robert and I got a firsthand look at their U.S. headquarters in Fort Lauderdale, spending some time with their CEO, Sebastian Berkel. And for the latest episode of our Chief Travel Leader series, here's Sebastian Berkel.
Well, thanks for the hospitality today, Sebastian. We are really enjoying the energy being here on the campus of Sixt, at your new headquarters. A lot of energy going on here.
Thank you so much for coming over, and thanks for having me on the show.
Well, really appreciate it. So, you know, anyone in our audience right now who's traveled overseas for pleasure or for business, they may already be familiar with Sixt if they've rented a car. But you've been growing rapidly here in America for the past 6 or 7 years. And I saw some data earlier that indicates Sixt now ranks as the fourth largest car rental provider in the U.S. based on revenues. So I'd like you to please give our audience right now a brief overview of Sixt and explain what your plans are for the continued growth here in the U.S.
Well, thank you very much, Robert. It's been a very interesting ride over the last 6 years. We started in Miami, as you probably know, and Sixt really started over 100 years ago in Germany. And I don't want to speak too much about Germany because I understand that the audience is mostly American. When we started in Germany 100 years ago, we've become number one in Germany. We then moved on and rapidly grew in Europe. And then in 2011, we moved on to the United States. And since then, as you correctly pointed out, we've grown to become number four in terms of revenue, and we're very proud of that. And yeah, we're right now focusing on the airports. So we are leisure focused, if you want to look at it that way. We've grown into 17 markets already. We want to grow within another 8 by the end of this year. So we're still continuing this growth. And after that, we may decide to go into the downtown part as well.
Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit more in terms of your growth in the U.S. The rental car industry, I really think, is going through a lot of changes right now due to technology, competition, the way people travel, many other reasons. It's a family-owned company, 125 countries, you said
you're
in? That's terrific. But let's go back to the U.S. What excites you about the growth in the United States?
I mean, when you look at the market in itself, the United States is twice as big as all Western Europe combined, right? So you look at the market size for a car rental company, Western Europe is good for $14 to $15 billion. The numbers vary a little. And the United States alone has $30 billion in revenue. So it's by far, it's literally that land of unlimited opportunities when it comes to that. So for us, it's really that one market that we weren't present in the past and that we're now tackling. And that's the most exciting part for us, of course, the sheer size of that. But I'm sure, as you guys also know, there come some problems with that. You know, when you try to,
right,
you know, getting to all these different branches, there's a lot of air travel involved and that sort of thing. So it's a very, very large country.
Talk to us a little bit right now about what makes a Sixt rental experience different than what Mary and I, we might be familiar with from over the years that we've rented with Avis, let's say, or people that out there right now that are listening that rent with whatever other company that they may use. You know, is it your fleet, the rates, the services you offer, locations we've talked about as you're growing those right now? You know, my point, what's the differentiator to make a traveler move to Sixt?
I think it's a little bit of almost everything you just mentioned. And I also think that the one thing I always keep telling people is just come by and try us out, right? I mean, that's the very fairest point. If you want to experience somebody like us, just try us out, right? And once you're there, I hope that you will notice that, you know, in the branches where we're allowed to, we have in-store music. So we welcome you. You're going to have a coffee. You're going to get water. But also the people, how they greet you. You know, they're supposed to be wearing a crisp uniform. Once you get into the cars are usually not older than 7 months. So this is more like the average. We do have...
And you have premium vehicles that you're renting, though, for a very modest rate.
That's true too, and that's of course the product. And at the end of the day, there's no successful car rental company out there without a good product. But also, I mean, I'm still with the service part, so to say, right? And then once you get into the car, you're right. We have what we call a PLX share, the premium luxury and extraordinary share, which is over 50%. So more than half of our cars are in the premium segment, and that clearly is something what I believe differentiates us from the competition. And what we really stand for, what we try to deliver to our customers, since, as I said, we're right now leisure-focused, we want our customers' vacation to start at the branch. Not like with some other companies where you finally relief when you're finally in the car and, you know, you get on your journey or whatever. We really want the people to feel welcome the moment they step into our branch and then being treated that way.
Well, we certainly had that experience when we checked in Miami. I'd like to go back to something you said earlier. It's a family-owned business. I happen to be partial, I don't care what the industry is, to family-owned businesses. How influential is the Sixt family in the daily operations still today? Do they still have an influence in the company?
Sure they do. When you look at the group board in Germany, you have the CEO, which is Eric Sixt.
Right.
Then you have his two sons who joined the board. So 3 out of 5 board members are family members.
Mm-hmm.
The one big difference to me, Alexander Sixt once said it in an interview, he said, we don't act like it's our own money. It is our own money, right? And that
right.
changes quite some things. So,
right, perspective.
In particular on the long-term part, right? Nowadays, many companies focus on short-term profits and short-term decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in a company like ours that's family owned, they're really in it for the long run. So
mm-hmm. I heard something about a 350-point inspection process. Does that trickle down from the family? What is that? I know you can't get into all the details of it, but what is that exactly?
Actually, it's like with any other thing that we do in the United States, we take the German processes, we adopt them to what is needed,
mm-hmm.
And then we carry them out in I would say the American way. Not all of the things that are coming over from Europe are really feasible in the United States,
mm-hmm.
but that's one of the things where you know we try to be as close to the German processes as possible.
And detailed, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, Sebastian, you know, I know I'm seeing, as I said earlier, more and more Sixt operations, you know, at airports when we travel. You know, Atlanta, Dallas comes to mind recently. You know, Miami, where we just landed the other day. You can't walk through the airport and not see it. But so give us an idea right now. You said you want to be at 25 locations by the end of 2018. The size of the fleet that you have right now, where are some other markets that you're hoping to move into? Do you specialize in any particular car or model? And I'm asking you all this because right now you're connecting with a very large national travel audience around the U.S. And, you know, you've got a mix of leisure travelers, but also business travelers. So give them a little overview right now of what your plans are.
So when you just look at the last, I would say, 10 months, right? So we opened San Diego in October last year. We opened Fort Myers in December. We opened San Antonio in January. We moved on airport in Tampa. We opened Denver. We opened New York Battery Park. So all that is happening in a very fast pace, I would call it. We are looking at Chicago O'Hare. Actually, we bought the concession already. It's a matter of when the car rental facility is actually ready. So we're going to move there too. Just send someone over to Hawaii. So we're going to start operating there as well.
In Oahu first versus Maui? Or
we start in Maui.
Maui,
then,
okay, great.
And then Honolulu is going to come after.
All right.
But yeah, these are all the very upcoming airports that we try to move on to. We're going to open some downtowns as well, and we do have a downtown presence already in some of the more selective markets, I would call it, and that's going to increase over the time as well.
Real quick on this for folks as well, just you do have a loyalty program if people are interested in that.
Sure.
They can find out more, and folks, the website is just Sixt, Sixt.com. You can go there and you can find that out. But anything you want to mention on the loyalty program?
No, sure. I mean, we actually, for the Americans, we said that after the third rental already, you get into a goal status because we really try to get people to our brand and affected to our brand. And we truly believe that once you made the experience with us, you're going to be a Sixt fan very soon. So that's part of the reason why we also adjusted the program a little bit again over here in the United States. But yeah, just come over, try us out.
Sebastian, listen, three rentals, you get into the gold status. I like that very much. We appreciate this sit down today and the opportunity to meet the team here at the Six headquarters in Fort Lauderdale. And I know we're also going to be visiting Monique Kennedy at the Miami location and go behind the scenes. So we're looking forward to that. Thank you very much. Pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sebastian. Take care.
Folks, as we pause for this quick break, a reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. When we come back, we'll be checking in with Rudy, who we have over in Maui today at the fabulous Four Seasons Resort. And then in a few minutes, Mary and I will be joined by show friend Julie Sickle to discuss how AI technologies are impacting the hotel industry. RM World Travel is back in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.